This is Wild About Utah.
Outlying wolves of the northern Rocky Mountain population occasionally wander into Utah, but seeing one is rare. If you want to increase your chances of viewing one of these majestic beasts, the best place to go is the northeast corner of Yellowstone National Park. For over 6 decades, the wolves were missing from Yellowstone's ecosystem, but on a cold January day in 1995, 8 gray wolves from Canada were released in the park in an effort to restore the predator to this native habitat. Before their release, wolves were the only indigenous mammal missing from the park. The last pack of wolves were killed in the 1920s. The park is now one of the few ecosystems in the temperate world to have the same mammals wandering around as it had hundreds of years ago. Today, approximately 88 wolves live in Yellowstone. Finding one of these gray wolves is challenging, but if a person knows where to look, with the right equipment, the chances increase considerably. Nathan Varley, a naturalist guide with Yellowstone Wolf Tracker, says, "Wolves are usually spotted from long distances, using high-quality optics. Recently, I guided a group that had their first wolf sighting over 2 miles away. We patiently watched the pack of 11 wolves move until they were less than a mile away. The pack encountered a bison herd and attempted to single out a calf. The herd rallied, surrounding the calf so the wolves couldn't get to it. Snow began to fall, so we lost sight of the hunt, but learned later the pack was unsuccessful. We found them the next day, many miles away." Before arriving in Yellowstone, visitors may want to learn how to distinguish coyotes from wolves. McIntyre, who researched Yellowstone wolves with the U.S. Park Service since 1995, explains, "In a given wolf pack territory, which may be 300 square miles, there could be 10 coyote packs, so the chances of visitors seeing coyotes before wolves is high." McIntyre gives the following tips for identifying coyotes and wolves. It may be hard to tell smaller wolves from bigger coyotes. One thing to look for is coyotes have big ears and narrow jawlines like a fox, whereas wolves have ears that are proportional to the size of their heads and strong, stout jaws. Their vocalizations are also different. Wolves have a deep howl, while coyotes' howl has a high-pitched tone. The wolf's color may also help. Roughly half of Yellowstone wolves are black. And since coyotes are never that dark, if you see a group of canines and one of them is black, you have found a wolf pack. The best place to begin the search is the northeast corner of the park, at Lamar Valley, the Serengeti of Yellowstone. Many prey gather there, which attract the large predators like bears and wolves. Once you arrive, find an appropriate place to park, set up your viewing equipment close to your car, then settle down for a relaxing couple of hours of observation. Patience often pays off, so be alert. Dan McNulty, associate professor in the Quinney College of Natural Resources at USU, who has been studying the Yellowstone wolves for the past 2 decades, said, "Watch for the prey standing alert, looking at something. Follow their gaze. They may point you directly to a wolf pack." So if you're ready to find one of these majestic beasts, gather some family or friends, your high-quality optics, and head north. The northern road in Yellowstone, which passes Lamar Valley, is open all year long, so you won't have to wait till spring.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.